This is Burton Staggs, and welcome to this week's edition of The Staggering Truth. This week, we will be covering more on the disappearance of Joe Clyde Daniels from Tennessee City, Tennessee. Good afternoon, and welcome back to The Staggering Truth. I'm your host, Burton Staggs. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the disappearance of Joe Clyde Daniels. Joe Clyde was a child that disappeared on April the 4th of 2018 from his home in Tennessee City, Tennessee. If you're not familiar with the case, let me give you just a little background. Joe Clyde was, or is said to be, autistic, nonverbal, but I have spoken with several people that said he was really becoming verbal at the time of his disappearance. As many of you may remember, his father called 911 and said that little Joe had disappeared sometime during the night, removing the chain from the door and let himself out. Apparently, this was not totally uncommon for Joe Clyde. It happened three or four times, according to family and the neighbors. A massive search was launched. 3 days later, the TBI announced that Joseph Daniels had confessed to murdering his son. They took Joseph multiple places, and he pointed out different places he put the body. Never happened. To this day, the body has never been recovered. Crystal Daniels, the child mother, about 3 days later, was charged with child abuse and things tied around basically not reporting what she had seen. Now, let's fast forward to today. There is going to be a hearing tomorrow, April the 1st, in Charlotte, Tennessee, which is the county seat of Dickson County, Tennessee. Well, what's going to happen tomorrow is going to be pretty important because tomorrow's called what is called a motions day. Outside of the trial itself, it's probably the most important day of the entire hearing process because tomorrow is the day that the judge will listen to both sides, present what they think evidence should be presented, which evidence should be excluded. Tomorrow, I kind of doubt we get through all of it because there's about 24 motions to be argued. An important one will the couple be tried together or separate? If the judge agrees to separate the trials, who will be tried first? One big motion that I'm sure the defense is going to mount is that they are going to mount that the confession by Joseph Daniels should be tossed. That it was, they'll argue that it was coerced. This will probably take a long time to hear that motion. If the judge tosses the confession, then this thing gets really interesting. If he doesn't toss the confession, then the defense and the prosecution is going to have to prove that the confession was correct because we learn now that most of the confession is incorrect. So, another big thing they'll probably discuss tomorrow is the gag order. The judge ordered a gag on participants of the trial and moving into from speaking to the media. The state will argue that it needs to stay in place. The defense will argue that the state got to announce to the world that Joseph Daniels had confessed and they had their guy. The defense will argue that they should have the right to rebut this publicly. Well, this is going to be a short podcast. I'm going to try to keep it under 5 minutes for you guys. But I'll be in Dickson in the morning. Just as I started this podcast, I learned that we are going to have a live feed. So all the news channels in Nashville will be sharing one feed. So you'll be seeing one camera view the entire hearing day. This memo from the clerk says that we will be able to live stream from our phones as long as we socially distance and wear a mask. So we will be in the courtroom. I appreciate you guys taking time to listen to The Staggering Truth, and I'll be back on Facebook tomorrow to give you live updates.